should be added. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A CDC panel recommends COVID vaccines as part of the list of immunizations for children,
which could potentially be a first step on the way to school vaccination mandates. It is up to each state to decide if a child has to be vaccinated to go to school. Some vaccines on the CDC schedule are already mandatory for students, such as measles, hepatitis, and polio. Others, like the flu shot, are recommended but not mandated.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Atlanta, a former gynecologist at UCLA, has been found guilty of 5 counts in a sexual abuse case. Dr. James Heaps has pled not guilty to 21 felony counts in the sexual assaults of 7 women between 2009 and 2018. A tragic end to the search of a missing Ivy League college student in New Jersey.
Mercer County and Princeton University officials say authorities located the body of Misrach Onate behind tennis courts on campus. The cause of death is unclear, but Onate did not have any signs of obvious injury and foul play is not suspected. The 20-year-old junior was last seen near her dorm early in the morning on October 14th, right before the start of fall break.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. A New York jury has cleared actor Kevin Spacey in a sexual abuse case brought against him by fellow actor Anthony Rapp, who claimed Spacey assaulted him in 1986 when he was just 14.
The case made headlines in 2017, the beginning of the Me Too era and the beginning of the end for Spacey, who lost jobs and faced allegation after allegation. Following Rapp's claims, the Rent actor was looking for $40 million in the civil suit. However, in closing arguments, Spacey's lawyer, Jennifer Keller, planted enough doubt in jurors' minds, arguing that a fellow actor, John Barrowman, there the night in question, did not corroborate Rapp's story that an assault took place.
Fox's Michelle Polino. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida's governor announces more help for home and business owners in parts of the state ravaged by Hurricane Ian.
Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida says he will order a delay in property tax collections for owners of homes and businesses impacted by Hurricane Ian, and will task the legislature to further address the state's homeowner insurance crisis.
It costs way more to replace a roof today than it did just 3 years ago. So we need to do everything we can to push back on that and fight for a more competitive market where rates are incentivized to go down.
The governor, speaking in Fort Myers, says the Florida legislature will meet in special session before the year's end. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Government weather forecasters say drought and wildfire risks will remain elevated in the west, while warmer than average temperatures will take place in the southwest Gulf Coast and east coast this winter. NOAA says La Nina is returning for a rare third winter. That means December, January, and February are likely to bring drier than average conditions across the south, wetter than average weather for areas including the Great Lakes and Pacific Northwest. The star of your Thanksgiving dinner is going to be taking up more of your budget this year.
Your Thanksgiving turkey could run you 73% more than it did last year, according to USDA data. The price per pound of an 8 to 16 pound turkey has risen to $1.99. Last year, it was $1.13. The cause? Avian flu that has been sweeping the nation, wiping out farm birds, creating a turkey shortage. Bird flu typically spreads during winter months, but started in July this year. The USDA says more than 47 million birds have been affected so far. The last avian flu outbreak was in 2015 and affected about 50 million birds. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks gave up early gains, closing lower. The Dow lost 90 points, the Nasdaq off 65. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.